Inside Business with Lydia. This program enables entrepreneurs share business ideas and learn from each other on how best they can improve their businesses, as well as motivate and encourage other individuals to start up businesses of their own.
Entrepreneurship and business are two different words that have been used in the same context by so many people today, without really knowing or understanding what differentiates the two words. On today's third episode, we discuss the difference between entrepreneurship and a business. I am your host, Lydia Nyirongo, and in the studios, I am joined by the founder of OnMat Zambia, Mr. Chibesa Malembe. Welcome to the program, sir. It's an honor to have you.
Thank you. It's an honor for me to be here too.
Okay, briefly tell us about yourself and what your brand is all about.
Okay, so I am Chibesa Malembe, founder of OnMat Zambia, a company that deals with, it's an e-commerce platform where we allow businesses, local businesses, to sell their products to their customers across Zambia.
Okay.
So what it does is, you as a business per se, you register yourself on via our app or website,
mm-hmm.
and then you start publicizing your products on our website or our app, and then your customers will be able to see them and make their orders regardless of where they are, Kasama, everywhere across Zambia. They'll be able to purchase and they'll get their products at the earliest possible time.
Okay, that's interesting. So before we go deep in the topic, kindly, how do you understand entrepreneurship? How can you define it?
Entrepreneurship is a form of business which focuses on bringing a difference to the lives of the people.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically an entrepreneur per se is a person who is a business person,
mm-hmm.
but focusing on bringing a solution to the lives of the people, or
mm-hmm.
filling a gap in the market, and like starting a business for their own personal earnings. So I think I would describe entrepreneurship in that regard.
Okay, so you mentioned in your introduction to say you're into the e-commerce business. So how did your idea of business come about?
Okay, well, the idea of the business OnMat Zambia,
mm-hmm.
it sort of started as a funny, mm-hmm. as a fun thing, so to say.
Okay.
We were having a discussion in a certain group setting where we were learning about business.
Okay.
And then the facilitator in that program was actually giving us ideas on how to do business online.
Mm-hmm.
But again, me being a computer-oriented person, I've been studying computer science,
okay.
at Cavendish University. So being inclined to computers a lot, I am able to build a website, I'm able to build an app. So I sort of took that conversation as an opportunity for me to take it further and start up something for myself. So the idea came as a result of a certain conversation we were having. We were actually learning about doing business online.
Okay,
and then from there, as a developer, OnMat Zambia is here.
Okay, so what you learned in school is actually what is helping you to run your business today.
Exactly.
Because I've come across so many people saying, you know, it's quite expensive when you are trying to come up with a website. So with you, at least you had the skills to actually come up with your own today.
Exactly.
Okay, that's interesting. So how can you identify yourself? Are you an entrepreneur or a business person?
Well, on that one, I wouldn't say I'm an entrepreneur or a business person.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my focus right now is on the entrepreneurship side.
Okay.
And I would like to take my businesses on that trajectory.
Okay.
Yes.
So at what point in your life did you discover that you are more on the entrepreneurship side?
When I saw a gap to fill, I think another reason, when you asked me the question as to how come I came about the idea of entrepreneurship,
mm-hmm.
Initially, you know, I've got friends outside Lusaka.
Okay.
So me being here in Lusaka, I've got friends outside Lusaka. So they used to call me actually to
mm-hmm.
say, Chibesa, we want you to check something for us
mm-hmm.
in Kamwala.
Okay.
We want you to check something for us in town. we want you to buy something for us, we'll send you the money.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, me being also an employee at working for my employers,
mm-hmm.
it became sort of hard for me to like be mobile,
mm-hmm.
for my friends. I wanted to help them, but I couldn't do it, you know. I couldn't have the free time.
Okay.
So I was thinking of how can I actually do something maybe for these people who are outside Lusaka. They want to buy something here in Lusaka,
mm-hmm.
but they can't really get here themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me, I cannot really like go to town and start buying things for them because I've got responsibilities elsewhere. So the idea came as a result of also that need.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I realized to say, okay, actually I can build something that would make me offer a service to the people around Zambia,
mm-hmm.
instead of me myself going like walking into shops by shop to buy things. They will actually do it on their own using their phone.
Okay, so yeah. E-commerce has actually made things very easy, but from your perspective, how do you see it? Do you think Zambians are, you know, more into it, or they need to be educated more about e-commerce?
At the moment, Zambians need to be oriented more on e-commerce, because yeah, it's quite, even right now, the experiences that we are having in the company,
mm-hmm.
it's more of trying to convince people on how this thing, like how e-commerce can be,
mm-hmm.
a solution to their lives.
Okay.
Actually, so we need to do a lot more of trainings and, you know, orienting Zambians on you know, relying on e-commerce, because having a business online actually is easier than having a business in a physical place. Yeah.
Okay, so like, what's one advantage of having a business online, in
yeah.
case someone out there would want to know?
So one advantage I can say, the same way, it's easy,
mm-hmm.
and then it gives you access to variety.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so getting back to our topic for today, what is the difference between entrepreneurship and a business?
Okay, so the difference between entrepreneurship and business.
Mm-hmm.
So entrepreneurship, like I said earlier, it is a form of business that focuses on offering a service to better the lives of the people,
mm-hmm.
or be a solution,
mm-hmm.
out there. And then businessmen also would start a business in the line of offering a service, but it is per se wanting for themselves to gain. So the best difference I can say is a businessman,
mm-hmm.
can be comfortable in one area of business venture for a very long time, but an entrepreneur will not want to stay at the same level for a very long time. You can find me today as an entrepreneur running a business at this level.
Mm-hmm.
When you come and check on me tomorrow, you'll find me, I've gone a step ahead. But for a businessman, as long as the money is coming in the business, at least they've got that comfortable level where they can say, okay, I'm earning something for myself. They can be there for even 10 years, but an entrepreneurship, an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
is someone who's opportunity oriented. When they see an opportunity, they want to jump on it and grow their business.
Okay, so talking about the issue of risks, who do you think has more risks between the businessman and the entrepreneur? Who's likely to
go for more risks?
Yes.
An entrepreneur.
Okay.
Yes.
Shed more light on that one.
Just
so
like
that
I said,
someone out there can know if they want to be entrepreneur, they should know what to expect.
Okay, just like,
mm-hmm.
I the example I'm from giving,
mm-hmm.
You know, a businessman,
mm-hmm.
will start, let's say, a business of selling clothes,
mm-hmm.
Going to Nakonde, coming back, you put them in a shop, you're,
mm-hmm.
selling, customers are coming,
mm-hmm.
and that's a way of livelihood for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you've taken a risk, but it's now working for you, you're comfortable, you're not willing to go further, as long as you're not making a loss, you're okay.
Okay.
And then for an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
they'll be doing the same business like yourself, selling clothes,
mm-hmm.
but when they see to say, okay, I think from here now, I think I'm making 1,000 per month.
Mm-hmm.
I think, let me take it further. They want to invest that 1,000. Maybe they will use it as an opportunity. Because let me use that word. They will take that profit for themselves and take it in the business, without knowing whether it will come out or not. Because business is all about risk. When you invest, there are chances of you not getting back what you invested or not. Yes. So the risk is more on the entrepreneurial side and like on the just business side.
Okay. Inside Business with Lydia. This program enables entrepreneurs share business ideas and learn from each other on how best they can improve their businesses, as well as motivate and encourage other individuals to start up businesses of their own. After learning from business experts, financial experts, and entrepreneurs that we invite on the show, Inside Business with Lydia.
Just being focused on why you're doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So as a good entrepreneur, you need to be number one, focused,
mm-hmm.
Determined, and mm-hmm. then also accept the fact that you need to be offering value out there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just need to be doing business for the sake of doing business.
Mm-hmm.
You need to see to it that, okay, you're improving the lives of the people out there.
That's
with
true.
What you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so determination, focus, relentlessness, if that's a word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so as an entrepreneur, how has been your journey so far?
It has been full of ups and downs.
Okay, so what are some of the challenges?
So the biggest challenge, I think, when you're starting a business is
mm-hmm.
finances.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the like the common challenge,
mm-hmm.
even I myself have faced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the issue of finances and also acceptance out there.
Okay.
Because I believe in myself, I believe in what I'm doing, but
mm-hmm.
is my customer out there, the people that I want to buy what I'm selling,
mm-hmm.
like for them to actually get to the point of accepting what I'm offering,
mm-hmm.
it's a process.
Okay.
We have to communicate that value that we are offering out there. So that's, I think these two are the most challenging things.
Okay, so what was your key driving force to become an entrepreneur?
The key driving force, I think, has been wanting to make money also. Yeah, so the driving force has been wanting to, you know, be free financially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so even as I'm offering all the services
mm-hmm.
To better the lives of the people, but at the end of the day, we need to, you know, to eat. We need to, you know, further our lives, you know,
mm-hmm.
ahead in terms of education, in terms of, you know, improving our personal lives. So raising funds.
Okay, so that's interesting. So what are some of the key activities that you would advise entrepreneurs as well as upcoming entrepreneurs to invest their time in?
Okay, so as an entrepreneur out there,
mm-hmm.
I think I would advise people to invest more in acquiring education.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, if you can't get the formal education,
mm-hmm.
go for the informal education. Education, I think, it has been said to say it's the key to success.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so invest your time in reading.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a business, invest your time in, you know, researching about the business,
mm-hmm.
because that's what's going to make you a very good at what you're, a very good one at what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to be a good musician, you need to really like learn about music,
sure.
study books about music,
mm-hmm.
you know, go for music shows,
mm-hmm.
see how things are done out there, and
mm-hmm.
then whenever you want to, maybe you want to venture into a business or you're already in business,
mm-hmm.
invest your time in reading, buy books, you know, go for workshops, go for, you know, seminars, Whenever you get an opportunity, invest your time in acquiring the information pertaining to what you want to achieve.
Alright, interesting. So to sum it up, how can people get in touch with you in case they want to purchase some of the services that you offer?
Okay, so you can get in touch with me or our company by, you know, visit the my Facebook page and also Facebook personal profile, Chivesa Malembe, Instagram, Chivesa Malembe, Twitter, Chivesa Malembe, LinkedIn, Chivesa Malembe, and also visit our website, www.onmatzambia.com, or you can also call 0969667114.
Okay, thank you so much for coming through to the show. We really appreciate your time, and I'm very sure that our listeners as well as our viewers have gotten one or two things from the conversation that we have just had.
Thank you so much for having me once again. I really appreciate it. It's been a very good experience, and I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much. We now call it a wrap. Thank you so much to our viewers as well as our listeners that have been following the program from Facebook as well as our YouTube channel. Do join us for yet another exciting episode where we'll discuss how can one identify the kind of business to venture in. I am your host, Lydia Nyirongo. Stay tuned to Adu News. Bye-bye.